Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came.
Here's another one. There will be a national shutdown. That is a rumor as well. I think the probability of that is so low. We are already making massive changes, everybody. These curves, these mathematical models that are flying around, those are based on no changes in our behavior. We have changed our behavior massively. It's going to affect the curves. We're going to have improvement.
Got to admit, I've not changed my behavior massively, or I'm not even sure a little, but that's because I don't ever do anything. If you do things, maybe you're doing less stuff. And then stuff like McDonald's has closed their lunchroom, just drive-through. Starbucks has. That's a ton of people. Just sure. But if that's the only thing that happened, that'd be a pretty major change in the number of people that bump into each other on a given day in a Starbucks and McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking last week when they were throwing around the idea of closing bars and restaurants and stuff like that. Would you close or not? And last week I was I'm not closing unless you arrest me. Monday I would have been I might, but probably not. Now I might. I don't know. I don't know what I would do. It depends on my financial situation, probably.
Nick Jameson is wrestling with that very decision, that very pressure. He's the owner of a club in Fair Oaks, California, and is, as of, you know, yesterday, decided to stay open. Nick joins us now. Nick, how are you, sir?
Very good, thank you.
Stressful times, huh?
Yeah, you can say that mildly.
How many folks do you have working there at your place, the San Juan Club?
I have five.
Okay, five employees.
And right. So you're a small bar then. So did you hear the same way we all heard? You just kind of heard on the news that you're supposed to close?
Yeah, Sunday, when after the governor's press conference, everybody it's lit up that, hey, you know, you got to close. And we were saying, well, is it true that we have to, or is he ordering us? And then a couple of the bar owners in the area here talked and found out that, no, he'd asked us to close. And so that's when I decided, well, if he's asking.
And you thought, I'm going to ask him to mind his own business.
Well, I'm going to ask him to just politely say no.
Gotcha.
Right. So as of now, you're going to stay open, right?
Yes.
Are you doing anything? You asking people to, you know, every other bar stool or anything like that? I haven't been to your club. I don't know the layout, but I'll certainly stop by on my way home.
I have a feeling I can picture it, having been in about 8,000 places like yours in my life.
It's a small bar that basically a neighborhood. And, we clean daily. We people come in, and there's not a problem. Everybody knows everybody. They asked if I would stay open, too. My employees wanted me to stay open. And we had shut down about 4 years ago due to a plumbing problem here that we had to have fixed, and it was hard on everybody. So as long as I'm not ordered to do anything like that, there's a low-risk area. It's not like Costco, Grayley's, and all the other places that have sort of the supermarkets that are packed. There's a liquor store open right here. There's cleaners open, and they get more foot traffic than I do.
Have you gotten any pushback from anybody? Has anybody from the county or anything called you or threatened you or anything?
No, they have not. Okay. But that doesn't mean they won't.
True.
No, they have not. Most I've had about 80% of the people that have called me or texted me or Facebook have basically been on my side. There is 20% out there that thinks I'm selfish, self-centered, an idiot. Now,
welcome to social media.
Yeah, we get that too, Nick.
Is yours the kind of bar where if I went in there, I could sit there at the bar and have a drink and stare straight ahead quietly and be left alone? Because that's the kind of bar I like.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect.
Yes.
That's what I was picturing.
You know, none of these complaints, though, you know, as anybody said, you know, I'm an owner of a business and I think you should close.
Yeah, Jack, I was going to say, once you're done with your little inquiry, I've got some complex socioeconomic matters I'd like to deal with. Nick, who's on the line, is the owner of a bar in Fair Oaks, California that's being requested to close and has said, no, we're not going to. What would happen if you had to close for 2 weeks? How would that affect your employees and your business? Could you bounce back personally?
It would take a while to bounce back. Personally, I'd you know, it'd be hard because my landlord doesn't waive my rent. The bills are paid, and a lot of my employees would be strapped pretty well because, like I said, we went through it before for 30 days, and it took a while to get everything back together. It was really hard on them.
Yeah, I was talking to a business owner last night. He said, and we were walking the streets of a local town, and looking at all the businesses where they had, there were signs on the door saying we're shut till further notice. And he was talking about, as a guy who runs a business, how thin the margin is of staying afloat. I mean, it's pretty tight. And you talk days, weeks, you get it to a month, you might be out of business.
Well, for that 30 days, it took me about 4 months to get back to flush.
Wow. Wow.
So if you're talking now, you know, till August or July or August, it virtually puts us in a position where we can go out of business.
Is there a jar of pickled eggs anywhere in that place?
Oh boy.
No, we used to have them, but
wow. See,
yeah, old man.
I haven't had a drink in many years, but back in the day I liked a pickled egg now and then.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Nick,
but
well,
you know what? If you're coming in, I'll make sure it happens.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Nick, listen, you need to develop a novelty drink for these difficult times. The Quarantini is popular online.
Yeah, sure.
Design your own, serve it up. Overcharge the good folks.
We have the Quarantini of any type of mix you want. And, you know, if you spend $25, we'll give you a roll of toilet paper. We got that going for you.
There you go, folks. That's the American candy spirit right there. Nick Jameson at the San Juan.
We're out of toilet paper. Please don't starve the area.
All right, Nick, good to talk to you. Good luck, brother.
All right, thank you very much.
You got it.
These are not simple decisions. If you're a business that, okay, it would be good for the public health if I were to close down, I also will go out of business.
And my five waiters, waitresses, bartenders, whatever, who are living paycheck to paycheck are begging me to stay open.
Yeah, it's not simple.
No, it is not. Now, Congress is working on that near $1 trillion emergency stimulus plan. But on a practical level, if I am that bartender, for instance, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I got a kid or two, whatever. I make the rent, but barely every month. How long is it going to take till Congress or the state legislature or my county or whatever get me out of the hole I'm going to be
in? Early fall.
Right. And there are various laws being proposed in various various parts of the country that you can't evict anybody, et cetera, et cetera. But this is complex stuff, and it's going to take a while to grind out.
I guarantee it's not as crowded in that bar, as I know those kind of bars, as it was in my grocery store as I was at yesterday. I mean,
right.
We were packed in like sardines at the grocery store yesterday.
Or as he said, the dry cleaner next door has more foot traffic than we do. Maybe you ought to, you know, get an ironing board in there and press people's pants while they drink.
Has it been so long since I drank that pickled eggs are no longer behind the cash register at my favorite bar?
It's a little jokey there, old timer.
Wow. It's just sad.
Armstrong.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.